Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He joins us twice a week for the VolQuest Report. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, what's up, man?
I'm ready for the long weekend. What about you guys?
Same.
How much golf will you be playing this weekend, Austin?
No, I try to, honestly, Ken, I try to avoid the golf course on a weekend like Memorial Day weekend, but I try to, you know, spend a lot of family time on the weekend anyways. I'm a more of a Monday through Friday play between the hours of 8 and 5.
There you go.
Try not to take it away from the girls.
When everyone else is working, that's when Austin Price is playing golf. That's what I'm hearing.
I know. I'm always like, hey, you're like, is 11:45 okay? I'm like, can we do 12:45 on the golf course? But, yeah.
So, Austin, big news yesterday, Darren Kirkland Jr. announcing that he's going to be a graduate transfer from Tennessee. Were you surprised when you heard the news?
I wasn't surprised. I had heard, rumblings to this effect for the last month or so. You just wondered, he wasn't really engaged in spring practice. He, was only out there for a couple of days and did, basically bare minimum limited work in individual only. And then he was really close with Khalil McKenzie and several guys on this team that have either moved on due to graduation or moved on to the NFL. And what was kind of tying it down here? Nothing. And then, I think, he wasn't sure about, the direction, where he was going to fit in because he didn't go through spring. And then you factor in, the fact he was not really close to anybody on the team. I think he just wanted a fresh start, and knowing that Tennessee is going to struggle to have success this year. I mean, even if they make it to a bowl game, whether they win 6 or 7 football games. I mean, I think he was kind of looking that this is a chance to reboot, claim himself after being, really beaten down by injuries the last two and a half years.
Do you think he ends up at North Carolina with Tommy Thigpen?
I think that makes the most sense. I do believe that there have been plenty of phone calls this morning because this is a late, this is a guy that was preseason second team All-SEC a year ago, and everybody remembers what he was as a freshman, but hasn't really been healthy since then. When he got hurt, on the turf up there at the Battle of Bristol, he's really never been himself since. And so, can he find that player again? And if he does, then somebody's going to get a real steal. Is that North Carolina? That makes a lot of sense, but I've talked to enough people today to know that the phone has rung quite a few times today for Darren Kirkland Jr. And some people in this league, some people maybe even in Tennessee's division, have reached out to Tennessee's former middle linebacker to gauge his interest. But North Carolina makes the most sense at this time, but I'm not ruling anybody out at this point.
Let's say it's Georgia, Florida, or Alabama that he decides that he wants to go. Do you think that Jeremy Pruitt, any chance after everything he said about graduate transfers and being okay with them, that he would then try to pull a Nick Saban and put an appeal in with the SEC that he can't go to a school Tennessee's playing?
No, I don't. I think, Coach Pruitt is very much steadfast in his belief that if you put in the work in the classroom, that, you're not going to, he's not going to stand in your way if you want to go somewhere else. If you get your degree, and you fulfilled your academic requirements here, then, he's not going to stand in the way. And obviously sometimes that's going to come back to bite you in the rear, but sometimes it pays dividends. So, I don't think, if he decided he was going to South Carolina, let's say, I don't think that Coach Pruitt would stand in the way. I think he would just wish him the best and then go try to figure out who his linebacker is going to be to replace Darren Kirkland. But, again, Kirkland didn't go through spring, so I don't know if he's really replacing him. More so is he's just trying to fill the void left by depth.
Let's discuss the depth right now at linebacker without Kirkland. Is J.J. Peterson ready to go?
You better hope he's ready to go. I mean, the biggest thing is, him getting in summer school, getting admitted, and being ready to go mentally. That's something that's going to be a different for him, just picking up on the college game compared to the high school game. And then from a maturity standpoint, I mean, it's, you go from being the big dog on campus, down in Moultrie to all of a sudden, you know, you're just, you know, one of the nice sized fish in a big pond. And so, you know, how does he adjust there from a maturity standpoint? But, you know, from a physical standpoint, he's got all the tools you want. You know, they're hoping that he can come along, you know, fairly quickly. And obviously this expedites the process with Darren Kirkland Jr. Leaving the program. But they need Corte Sapp. They need, you know, Will Ignat to figure it out. They need some linebackers that have been on campus to, you know, to show some improvement. But when you also factor in that, you know, they're now in a 3-4 and DeAndre Johnson and, you know, Jordan Allen and Daryl Taylor, all those guys will fit in on the outside, then, you know, maybe Tennessee's not as bad at linebacker as some would have thought.
Let's stick with all the transfer news out there. Brandon Kennedy from Alabama, I've referenced him because Nick Saban has put in trying to block his transfer to Tennessee or Auburn. Any news on the development there? And do you feel like Tennessee is the school that he wants to go to?
I do believe Tennessee's the school he wants to go to. I think he sees a clear path to the field to Tennessee. You know, again, I said it last week or earlier this week. I think it's funny that, you know, five-time, you know, national champion Nick Saban's worried about, you know, a backup lineman that never played on his team going to a team that was 4-8. I mean,
and the sad part of that is, Austin, maybe that's why he's five-time national champion, because he actually cares about things like this. And I hate to admit that, because I'm with you. I think it's ridiculous, and I think Jeremy Pruitt has the right idea with what he's doing and just allowing a guy to go because he knows it's going to benefit him at some point also. But this is Nick Saban. He cares about all of these little things.
Oh, correct. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Nick Saban, you know, he's on the athletic director at Alabama trying to make sure they get that 2026 out-of-conference schedule, you know, set up. You know, and that's 8 years down the line. So, I mean, you're right. He dots every I, he crosses every T. You know, I just think that he's going to find tough ground to stand on in this because of the previous precedent set at Georgia with Smith going from, you know, Alabama to Georgia. I think it'll be a big topic of discussion next week at the SEC spring meetings. And I think the SEC, Tennessee, and everybody included will be pushing hard to have a resolute, defined path for everybody. Either, you know, we're going to allow blocking or we're not going to allow blocking or, you know, whatever. Point is, they're going to, I think, have a firm rule after next week. I'd be shocked if they don't.
So we had this big topic earlier, Austin, about Tennessee football under Jeremy Pruitt. And the question we threw out was, if Jimbo Fisher was able to sort of take the Saban system, modify it a little bit, and have huge success at Florida State, Kirby Smart's able to do it now at Georgia, is the fit with Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt, who's now going to try to modify it a little bit his way, but basically do exactly what Nick Saban has done over the years, is Tennessee the type of place where you can replicate some of that great success at those places? What do you think about that with Jeremy Pruitt now at Tennessee and the resources in line in Knoxville?
A couple of years ago, I probably would have said no. But now that they've kind of got, they seem to have everybody kind of rolling in the same direction. I mean, obviously, the exit of Chancellor Davenport opens up that position, but how will they structure that going forward? How will they structure out? How will they kind of rearrange the president's duties? Will they go back to the old way of Joe Johnson kind of being over everything? We'll see. We'll see how much longer DiPietro's, you know, is in his current spot. But with Coach Fulmer there, I think the commitment is at an all-time high. I mean, you saw it with the staff. You see it with everything they're doing right now. They're just, you know, they're committed to, you know, putting every resource out there available at Jeremy Pruitt's disposal to try to get things done. And so right now I do think if it's ever to that point where you can kind of replicate that, what Coach Saban has done at Alabama, it's right now at Tennessee.
Well, and I'm looking, because there's only one Nick Saban, I'm looking specifically at Kirby Smart and what Jimbo Fisher did at Florida State. And the difference is obviously the recruiting base in state. I mean, you could only recruit Florida kids and win a national title at Florida State. You can only recruit Georgia kids and win a national title at Georgia. You can't only recruit Tennessee kids and win a national title at Tennessee. It's not possible. So is it possible with how Jeremy Pruitt's going about recruiting? Because we've talked about this a lot, Austin. He's not valuing in-state kids the same way Butch Jones would value in-state kids.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, he talked about that at the Big Orange Caravan stop last night in the Tri-Cities, you know, when he was asked specifically about the, you know, the state line and the players in state. And he goes, those are just imaginary lines. You know, they're not real lines. And so, in other words, it was, you know, you don't have to be from here to have success here. You don't have to, you know, sure, it's great when you can pull a kid in from Nashville or Memphis or Knoxville or wherever, but, you know, everybody's got to be from somewhere. You know, I mean, you know, who would have ever thought, you know, 5 years ago that, you know, Tennessee's head coach would be an Alabama grad with that, you know, spent, you know, most of his career with the Crimson Tide, and Philip Fulmer would be the AD, and how he felt about Alabama all these years. So, you know, I think he's kind of a testament to, you know, you don't have to be from here to have success here. And so I think that he looks at it as, I'm going to go out and get the best 25 players I can. And if 24 of them are from Nashville, 24 of them are going to be from Nashville. And if one's from Nashville, one's from Nashville. And so I think that that's the biggest thing that he's going to attack, is just, he's going to go out and get the 25 best guys he can get in any given class. Because with the new rule where you can only bring in 25, and it's been in effect a couple of years now, those 25 are precious. And right now, with the fact that he's taking, you know, grad transfers and blue shirts and so on and so forth, that number for the 2019 class has dwindled back down to a little north of 20. So, you know, we'll see if he's able to land Brandon Kennedy or whoever else, you know, before now in August. But I think that ultimately, you know, he can replicate it. He just go do it his own way, which is basically taking what Coach Saban or Kirby Smart have done and just tweak it the Jeremy Pruitt way.
Well, I'm also interested in how he's attacking the city of Memphis, which Butch Jones stayed out of Memphis for the most part. Didn't really recruit that area that heavily. Jeremy Pruitt likes a number of prospects in that city, and he's talked openly about Memphis being the best place in the state for high school football. What do you think about that approach, and who are a few guys Tennessee's really after right now in the Bluff City?
Well, I think in the 2019 class, he is very much smitten with Maurice Hampton and Bill Norton, two guys that are committed elsewhere. One's committed to Georgia, that being Norton, and Hampton's committed to LSU. Hampton was supposed to come in town this weekend after the state baseball tournament, but is not coming in. Going to try to make it in next month in June. But as far as the 2020 class, he likes a lot of players out of Memphis, and starting with Chris Morris, who is a very talented offensive lineman out of Freedom Prep. And when you look across the board, I know he made that comment. I think he was, you know, he's talking to the Memphis media. I do think he likes Memphis a lot because he's so used to recruiting that area, you know, being in Alabama, you know, he helped recruit Jordan Davis and so on and so forth. But make no mistake, I mean, there are going to be years where, you know, he really likes the Nashville crop. And 2020 specifically, you know, he's a big fan of Keyshawn Lawrence. He's a huge fan of Reggie Grimes. And there are a lot of players in the state in 2020 that Tennessee's really liking a lot at this point.
Austin, we were asking what if earlier with Hunter Johnson, who was originally a Tennessee commitment but reopened his recruitment because things went sideways with Tennessee, ends up at Clemson. Now he's leaving Clemson. We were discussing how perfect he would be for the offensive system because he is the USC type of QB, right? I mean, that pro style would fit him very well.
You're exactly right, Jonathan. And when you know, I think more than anything, when you're below 85 and you can only bring in 25 in a given class, he makes a lot of sense because he doesn't, like, a grad transfer counts towards that number of 19. And, you know, this does not count towards that number of 19 at all. So I think that ultimately, you know, it makes the most sense to go with Hunter Johnson in a pinch because he doesn't count towards that class number of 19.
Austin, thanks as always, man. Enjoy the long weekend and please get out on the golf course. Otherwise, you will have withdrawals. I know with all the golf that you play.
Right now, I'm just trying to avoid my 5-year-old as she chases me around the house trying to talk to me while I'm talking to you guys.
I know the feeling.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Austin Price. You can follow him on Twitter @AustinPriceless.